Blog Talk Radio.
Century, doing something mean to it, do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Strong from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need the same music. No one man to have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. The system broken, the school's closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose.
Okay.
I was playing Saints Row the Third, and I'm sorry, that song came on in one of these missions where you have to sky jump into a top story penthouse on top of a skyscraper, and I was feeling the adrenaline, so I downloaded it. And that's the show opener tonight.
That's not a very good song, actually.
I'm sorry.
It's really not.
I asked ahead of time. Nobody said they didn't want to hear it. So
I had never heard it, so I couldn't say yes or no.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm.
What night is it tonight? Thursday night?
Yes, I have to do the intro. So, it is Thursday, and it is August 30, 2012. If I sound weird, it's because I feel kind of sick. So, yeah. I'm Snow White. And we also have Corey, who is here but not here. She's dealing with something. She'll join us in a minute. And Ginger is off doing her own little thing, probably poning zombies and whatnot. So, yeah. And we also have Master Blaster, who I forgot. I'm sorry.
I think it was on purpose. It was payback for that song, apparently.
It might have been unconscious payback. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, I happen to like it. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to. Have you played Grand Theft Auto?
No, I don't like games like that. I don't know why.
You know it's hot out here.
That's right.
Bring it down a couple notches.
It's gonna be rough. You got Ginger out. She's the quiet one. You've got me and Corey. We're the loud ones.
Ginger's not quiet. She goes in the high register, which is worse.
Okay. Hi, Corey.
Hello, I am yelling at babies and kittens running all through up and through here. Yeah. Kittenatrix and Babynatrix tried to stage a coup just now. They ran in here and grabbed me. Ouch.
Thug life.
Yes, it is thug life. It's a thug life all up in here.
Well, I am going to have to ask them not to do that anymore.
Especially when you're trying to make the money for the rent.
That's right.
Can't be a thug without money.
Well, you could be.
I mean, yeah, you could try. I'm not sure if it'll work out that well.
I am the high pimp stress. Oh. Okay, so we had to...
Cadillac and gas money spent.
Let me just tell you all out there listening. When these three people here call me on my phone, do y'all know y'all give me heart attacks?
Why?
Because y'all never call me. So when you call me, there's something wrong.
That is a damn lie, and you know.
That is not a lie. Nobody
called you all the damn time. I called you the other day. You're like, I can't talk right now. Call me later. I'm at work. That's why nobody ever calls you. You're always working.
That is not true.
That's right.
Yeah, it is actually true.
It is true.
That is not true.
Yeah, because I'd be like, I'm working, and I'm like, oh, okay.
I know I'm going to have to cut some folks. Tonight. That's
work. A lot.
We got a whole lot of bitches jumping ship.
A whole lot of what?
I had to finish that. I'm sorry. Corey started it. She knows what she did. She knows what she did.
What?
She started that song.
Apparently, Snow has not seen Hustle and Flow. So
that is an awesome
I
movie.
I have not. No.
I got to say, I didn't want to see it, but it is actually good.
It's really a good movie.
Given our personal bonds, you might really want to watch it. It has some of that in there. Anyway.
Yes.
Yes, you got to see that. Okay. Since Snow is busy playing Second Life, Me and Ben.
I'm just standing here.
Whatever.
People. So whatever, bitch. I already introduced the show. Let me give out the phone number.
It's supposed to be against the rules. Apparently, you did not get the memo.
Oh, please. Let me give out the phone number. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Phone number, if you want to call in, is 347-215-7977. I don't even. Am I loud enough? I can't tell.
You are.
I sound really loud to me. The phone number again is 347-215-7977.
You are actually loud. I have you on one ear.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't mean to
be
loud.
No, it's that I have my sound turned up because, you know, I was talking to this old lady and she was whispering. She was whispering soft, sweet nothings to her modem.
I'm burping.
The first thing I want to mention, this has nothing to do with necessarily news, but apparently some of you people, you tech people that work at Microsoft, you need to talk to your call center. They are just spreading lies up and through to gamers, and this is not cute. So, well, they are. So I heard this a few hours ago. Somebody got their account supposedly hacked by someone else with a modded Xbox. And when they called in to speak to Microsoft, one of the techs there told them, oh, well, he apparently launched attacks and he shut down your internet.
What?
With an Xbox.
How did he do that?
Yeah.
Magic.
And I was like, kid, that guy lied to you. You have to be like the hacker above all hackers to be able to do something like that. And I don't even know if Anonymous got that kind of skill. So, no. Some little kid with a modded Xbox did not hack your connection and shut off your internet. It did not happen. Stop it.
I'm pretty sure that they would go after something more valuable than your Xbox account. I'm just going to say that. If you have that kind of power, I mean, you should be, like, stealing shit from governments.
Right?
Like, big time. Blind.
I felt like that's some misinformation. And it sounds like something one of the techs would tell them because
they don't want to take responsibility for shit.
They don't want to be on the fucking phone. And I feel like this. You work for Microsoft. There are people that would kill for your job.
Mm-hmm.
Because Microsoft treats its people good. I'm telling you, I would be stinking at work all day.
That's customer support. Yeah, I've done that for a while. I would kill to get out of that job.
It's a thankless job, to be sure. You have to be a special breed to work in customer support. But my point is, it's not just customer support anywhere. It's customer support at Microsoft.
Yeah.
And you have a free Xbox Live account. You got all kind of perks and shit that should just have you happy, smile, smile, joy, joy. Your free Windows phone. You laugh, but I'm kidding. I'm not kidding.
You get that show reference, but you don't get the other one. That's what I don't understand.
What?
I don't understand, Snow. You got that show reference.
What show reference?
She's being a movie gamer snob. If we could just, hello there, Joe. If she can just get her, we can get her to play Grand Theft Auto and her get past the hookers and the pimps and the fact that there's a beautiful,
hey, there ain't nothing wrong with hookers and pimps.
You should play Saints Row the Third. That has got to be the
most. That is some fucking bull. That is bullshit. Saints Row.
That is
bullshit.
Awesome game. It, because it's over the top on purpose.
That's
it's
why
ironically,
I like it. I like
top.
Some story in my game. I don't want to play over
it's
the top.
It's not over the top story. It's like watching. It's like watching the Expendables for like. It's like playing the Expendables.
That's why I don't watch the Expendables.
Well, Expendables was terrible, actually. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It's a lot of fun. I don't know. I enjoyed it. Go ahead. I didn't mean to derail the conversation.
Anyway,
I'm hungry.
All right. I'm hungry. I'm really hungry. Okay, there is lots of juicy, delicious stuff to talk about that happened over the week. First and foremost,
You think so?
Yeah.
I thought this was a quiet week. I don't know.
It was not quiet. Not by far, by and far. You know, okay, remember, we've been talking about this all week. On Live died officially this week.
Mm.
And a new service was born that I am in love with.
What's it called? Off Live?
Core Online. It's from Square Enix, and I played Hitman on it yesterday. It's cloud gaming. It was so luscious, I tell you. I said this morning I had to keep my hands above the desk and try not to touch myself. It was so pretty. Oh.
Okay, give us the details. How does this work, this new service?
You know, I want to know why it's so good that you had to touch yourself.
I was touching myself just then when I was saying it.
That's hot.
Don't act like you don't.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me straight.
I'm trying to have the fun. You know what? I'm going to need for you people that's texting me not to do this during the show, especially when they're dirty. Stop it.
I'm sorry.
You can send it to me instead. Send that shit to me instead. It'll be the most action I got in a while.
No.
Wow. That sounds bad.
Woo! Okay, wait a minute. I have to get over to their website because apparently I was trying to load up my Hitman just then. It didn't want to load up, so I actually go to the main website. Okay, so CoreOnline.com is the name of it. Square Enix is doing this, and they're doing something different than what OnLive did, meaning it is free to play, so to speak, okay, in a manner of speaking, right? They borrowed from Facebook in that when you are playing, after you've played for so long, you have two options. You can pay for the next level, or you can watch an ad, which means you should get up and take a break anyway. Go use the bathroom, call your grandma.
Breaks are good, guys. Breaks are good.
Good if you don't want to pay for the game. Now, the killer thing about this is people are like, well, I don't want to pay for a level. I don't want to pay for the next level of Hitman. Now, let me tell you where they didn't do like Facebook in that, you know how, you guys know how Facebook is. Once you need to get that extra row of corn, they want to charge you $2.99 for the 100 stars of corn or whatever you need to get. No, Core Online said, you know what? It's only 49 cents for you to play the next level.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That is not bad at all.
It's not bad.
Well, you think about it. Hitman, when I was looking here, has, what, 10 levels? Even after you paid, let me see, I'm corrected, 13 levels at 49 cents a pop, if you just decided to pay for it and not watch the ads that they have you watch, it's still less than buying the game full price.
Let's see here. Maybe. Let me look at Steam. When it goes on sale, I've seen Hitman down for $5.
Well, think about this. You don't have to pay the 49 cents. You can play for free. You just let the ads run, you get up, and you go about your business.
That's true.
So that's a good thing. Now, they don't have many games yet. They have Hitman Absolution. They have Mini Ninjas, which I was in love with years ago when we redid our site years ago. Also,
I remember you talking about Mini Ninjas.
Yeah.
Wait, how do they have Hitman Absolution? It's not even available until November 20th.
Because it's Square Enix.
And they're the bomb shizzle.
That's right.
That's right. They are. They are the producer. They are the publisher of that game.
They also are going to have Lara Croft, Guardian of Light. Some game called Gyromancer, which for some reason I'm strangely wanting to play.
Wait, Gyromancer?
Sounds
explain
dirty.
It, please.
I don't know. It says summon some monsters and battle some enemies. That's what it says.
Summon monsters?
You can summon monsters. I like.
Sounds like something Snow would do when she's got a couple drinks in her Gyromancer.
Monsters to me!
I don't gyromance. I don't do anything weird.
To the Snow White! Away with us. Okay. Yeah, so now my question is, okay, OnLive didn't actually die. They're just really badly wounded, but they're planning on coming back.
Really badly wounded.
That's right. They're gray right now. They need to use a health pack for next time they go down, they're down for good.
And then it's making that noise. Look, it's making that noise. Bling, bling. You know that?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Francis, use your health pack.
Shh. Don't make me laugh. Come on.
He's good for joy. Do laugh. Do laugh now.
I know what works good for headaches. It's been proven by science.
I'm not having sex. I will throw up everywhere.
Some people might pay extra for that.
God, that's gross.
Okay, Blaster, why am I thinking like you tonight? You know what it is?
I don't know. I don't know. What is it? What is it? Tell me.
Because
you got to play Hitman Absolution, that's why.
My testosterone film side.
I'm telling you, that's what I feel like. Again, I hate to bring it back to this.
What about testosterone?
Saints Row the Third is bottled testosterone. It's awesome.
I'm going to keep you guys on a topic here. So do you think that OnLive is going to be able to actually make a comeback now that Square Enix has jumped in the ring and got some really big heavy hitters, and they don't have any lag? There was no lag when I played Hitman. And when I tell you it was pretty, oh, my God, it was gorgeous. It was pretty. OnLive was pretty, but this, I think, has OnLive way beat. It was smooth. I didn't have any issues. Other than I didn't know which keys to press because, you know, I don't PC game a whole lot. Not like that anyway.
Lame Zors.
Go ahead.
PC gaming is the best.
I'll let you step up the plate first.
Frankie is having issues.
Oh, yeah. I thought you got it fixed.
Well, she shut off today in the middle of a very spirited game of Chef Gourmet or something. But
Chef Gourmet.
I don't know what the hell.
What?
You know I'm a game whore. If it's a game, I'm going to play it. So, she shut up, but I, in her defense, I had Photoshop, Second Life, and the five or six other programs running, so she should have shut off. She's like, God damn. If I get, I'm done.
She was like, you suck. I'm done. Stop it.
You know, don't y'all hate that noise? When your computer shuts off and you're like, oh, it hurts. Does it hurt anybody else when your computer shuts off at random?
Yes.
I get it.
It makes me want to cry.
There is a way to figure out how that happened. I've been telling you, but you won't listen.
Will you talk to me after the show? Okay? If it makes you feel good. Makes you feel good, do it.
That was so country. That was the most country I've heard you sound in a long time.
It was supposed to be.
Okay.
What is wrong with my Google Plus? What is really wrong? Okay. Anyway, so do you guys think OnLive is going to be all right? Can they make a comeback now that they have competition?
Ladies first? No.
Honestly, I have no idea. I don't really pay much attention to that kind of thing because I'm just so involved in the other games that I play. It just doesn't. I don't have any urge to go out and find new games. A game has to, like, really, really catch my attention for it to matter. So I don't ever pay attention to OnLive or Steam or whatever the other hell other things there are.
You do play Steam, though. I've seen you.
Yeah, I play Steam a couple of games, like Zombies, and I play... what's the name of the game? It's Plants vs. Zombies, and I play Dragon Age.
Wait, I thought
but
you didn't
that's
like
pretty
zombies.
Much it. The zombies and zombies, Plants vs. Zombies, they're not really zombies.
they're
cartoony.
They're cartoony
and they're
zombies.
Cute. They're cute.
Yeah.
They're action-adventure games.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me step up to play on this one. I feel like the market is getting saturated with these game services.
Well, they're not a game service. Keep in mind, this is...
They are.
They're not... This is where I think OnLive fucked up. You're the exact example why we were saying and what we say in the morning that they fucked up because people think they're like Steam, and it's not like Steam in the traditional sense. It's made for people who I don't have money to get the high powered PC, but I still want to play my PC games. I don't own a console, but I can go over and play Hitman, and my PC may be a generation or two behind, but I can still play these high graphic graphics heavy games.
You can play Hitman on any console. I mean, consoles are the cheap alternative to high-end PCs.
Let's pretend like everybody don't have Ben money, and I only can afford to have a PC at my house, and I want to play my PC
game. Yeah, not everyone has Ben money.
Yeah, let's pretend like we don't, and all I can afford is my little cheapy maybe laptop that I got for college, and I still want to play Hitman with my friends. I can do that with a service like OnLive or Core Online because it doesn't need the graphics capabilities.
I'm just saying, I didn't have Ben money always. Sometimes I didn't have Ben money always. I had, and I would save my money up, and I would buy a console.
Save the console. I'm talking about look at the service itself. It's obviously serving a market. It is not serving the people who I don't have. I may be saving up for my thing, but in the meantime, I still want to play. I don't want to be sitting there going, okay, I got $200 towards my $5,000 computer. I still got to wait. But I can now get in here at least and play. You don't think that's a
good thing? So you own the game? This is the whole thing you used to complain to me about. That's your whole
no,
deep of Steam.
No, you don't own the game. But see, the difference between this and OnLive and Steam, even if you want to throw them in there, is that you don't have to pay for it. You can sit and watch ads, and that's it. No money has to come out of your pocket. You can get on here and sign up.
I'll tell you what. We'll see how long this lasts for. But there's been other ad-supported services that have not lasted very long.
Facebook is all ad supported.
That's different though.
How is that different?
Because the content is user generated in Facebook. The content is not user generated in this OnLive
We're talking about the games.
That's a completely different thing. That's exactly my point.
No, you didn't hear what we said. Facebook has the exact same model with their games, where if you don't want to buy the corn or whatever the hell it is you're playing, you can watch an ad, and then they will give you whatever it is you were trying to get.
Didn't we talk about how Facebook games have been deflated recently?
Well, yeah, but that's how these companies are making their money. They force you to watch an ad because people pay for ads, and then they give you what you're supposed to get. And all Core Online did was the exact same thing. If you don't want to pay for this game, you got to watch these three ads back to back to back, which you don't really have to do until they start making little things that strap you into your chair remotely. Then you can get up and go about your way.
That might be hot, actually.
I think it's a little different presentation, and you're talking about it's a little bit different because Facebook you can get right away and start playing the game. It's just you have to pay to get to advance faster in the game. That's all.
It's the same thing.
No, because this one's different. You have to sit there and watch an ad before you can even play. That's what you're telling me.
You have to do the same thing on Facebook.
you don't.
Yeah, you do.
Totally don't have to. I can go right now and log on to that island game and then go right to it.
You're talking about the one we were playing?
That's why it's an ad. You go right to it.
No, that's because you're not trying to buy anything. But if you decided to, yes, they have the same thing.
Wait a minute. Try to buy what?
If you okay, what is it? I can't remember. Why can't I remember the name of the freaking game? And that's one of our favorite games. Idol Worship. Okay, Idol Worship, let's say you wanted to buy those little blue squarey things because you wanted to get a bigger island. Now, you can either play until you get it, buy it with your own money, or if you click and they say, earn it this way, you click and they show you ads. It's, literally the exact same thing.
I see what you're saying. So I didn't even know that feature was in there. Because, you know why? Because I played it for like 10, 15, 20 minutes, and I think it was a great game, but it wasn't something that I would
keep my interest. That is not the topic of this conversation.
Anyways, no, I'm just saying that, you know, you're equated to Facebook, sure, but it's similar, but it's not quite the same thing. It's not the exact same thing. And I'm just going to tell you that I have a feeling this won't be around.
I don't know.
Either 6 months, a year, it won't be around. Okay, if you want to say that I have no evidence to back that up, sure.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the only evidence we have to back it up is the only similar service is GameTap, and they're still around.
Can't believe they're still around. That's they were struggling back in the day. I don't even know.
Still struggling.
Apparently, they're holding it down.
Yeah.
They're trying to hold it down.
NCSoft's holding it down.
You know what? NCSoft needs to be punched in the mouth after this Guild Wars business. They got hacked.
What happened?
Oh, you don't know about the Guild Wars incident?
Girl, I've been out all day.
Okay, Guild Wars got hacked. Your accounts are in danger.
Already?
Yes.
They just fucking went live. Seriously?
Yes, Guild Wars already been hacked. In trouble. Change your passwords. That's pretty much all I know. All I know is I left them alone. But the thing is, they're just now announcing it. Any of us who've had, you know, NCSoft accounts for years know they were hacked months ago. Kind of like Blizzard just now coming out and saying, oh, by the way, we were hacked. Bitches, we knew you were hacked a long time ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, really, how is, I hear about all these people getting hacked, but, has there been any, like, massive stories of people getting ripped off by these hacks? I don't even know what they're getting. What data are they
getting? Snow got ripped off from Blizzard.
Did you?
I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, what happened was my account's been hacked twice, by the way. The first time it was hacked, they took everything off all my characters and sold it, even the Soulbound shit. And they sent the coin to some other person that's no longer in the game, and then it was sent after that and after that and after that, whatever. So all my shit was gone. The second time, apparently some guy was using my email address to open up other accounts.
So they vendored your Soulbound stuff, and then they sent the gold to some other dude who isn't in the game anymore, who probably sent it to somebody else.
Exactly.
Is that how it happened?
Yeah.
Weird. Interesting.
So yeah, I was ripped off.
You are the first person that I know that has gotten hacked in a game. And you've gotten hacked twice. You just got bad luck. You just got bad luck.
No, I think it was the same group of people. Like, I had changed my email address on the account, but I couldn't remember which one it was. So when I called up to figure out what the hell was wrong with my account, why I couldn't log in this time. I gave them a few email addresses, and they're like, well, that's really weird, because one of those is already used, but it's by a well-known hacker. And I'm like, well, if you know he's a well-known hacker, then why the fuck did you let them open up another account?
Because we don't care about your information.
You're really the first person that I have encountered that way. That is really odd.
Well, somebody may have my City of Heroes girl, but I say more power to you, because I don't mind starting over. I just create a new email and keep it moving, but... I don't know why they keep it such a secret. We actually went to Blizzard and asked them when I started noticing last year. I kept getting emails saying, your account has been compromised, dear user. And that's how you know it's a fake. Dear user. Mm-hmm. Or I love this. Like, okay, right now we have somebody, and I don't know if you all know this, somebody is trying to get into GDR's Facebook.
Really?
Yes, they keep sending me notes with the name Corey in them. As we all know, that is not my name. That's how I know it's fake. It says for Corey in the email, and I'm like, click here. It's a message, and it's always from one of you.
Is it?
Message from Snow White.
How is that possible? That's weird.
Well, when I open it up, it's not your email, but they are trying very hard to get me to click on something, and I'm like, really? This is why I don't tell people my real name, so that you will not able to just send me messages and just catch me slipping on a day when I'm tired. Like, oh, it's from Blaster. Click. Oh, damn, virus. Oh, no, you got my stuff. No, it's not going to be that easy.
I've only been hacked once. I had one email account hacked. It was a Yahoo email account. It was stupid because I only had a 8-digit password, and it was had some repeating characters and blah, blah, blah. So now, from now on, I use like 20-digit passwords.
Yeah, I do the same thing. It's gotten to the point where the one person who knows all of my passwords has trouble guessing my passwords now because I keep them so different. They're like, oh my God, congratulations. Yeah, exactly. I sometimes forget my own. I'm like, shit.
So y'all said do that and start typing. Click, click, click. Oh, no, that's not it.
Yes.
No, that's not it. Wait a minute. That one had a star and then it had a zero. Wait a minute. And it was a colon.
Oh, no, wait. That was an ampersand. Carrots. Shit. No, that was the other one. What the fuck was this one? That's totally me.
I have a novel approach. Y'all know I keep a list of passwords in my head, but none of them have to do with anything randomly generated. It's all by patterns, random patterns that I see.
I try that, but I forget. Like, I really, really, really honestly,
I have to do patterns. Yeah, well, yeah, I got to do patterns. So somebody's going to be watching me. Go ahead, log to your email, peeking over my shoulder. That pattern looks like a Z that she typed in. Go ahead, write that down. It was a Z right there in the middle of the keyboard.
Oh, hey, since we're on the topic of MMOs, did you guys see? I was reading an opinion piece on a popular game website, and they were saying that all MMOs are going to end up being free at some point. There will be no more. The pay model is dead.
I don't believe it.
I don't either.
But I wanted, they were making the point that even the big boy, like, you know, Blizzard. Has been losing, they've been bleeding subscriptions.
Well, that's because of the whole scandal that went down with them and the gay and the...
And it also has to do with the fact that they're making their MMO. It was MMO light before, now it's just MMO dumb.
That reminds me, not to be spoiling away from your topic, by the way, Blaster, but this is another thing to do with Guild Wars, and one of the things I want to talk about kind of ties into Blizzard and all this.
Well, before you go there, though, Snow makes an interesting point. I know why she's saying that. Are you complaining about the new Mists of Pandera changes to the skill tree and all that?
Okay, did you know they broke my fucking
shit? Oh, shit. Here we go again.
No, tell me. This is interesting.
They broke my fucking shaman. I'm so angry. Like, my highest level character, my favorite character to play ever, was my Restoration Shaman. I loved her. She was awesome. She's badass. I'm a great healer, right? So I log in after the 12-hour patch. It was supposed to be 8 hours. And I realize all of my totems are gone, except for some that last anywhere from 3 to 15 seconds. And there are no buffs at all. There's no buff totems. Like, apparently you give off aura buffs. Like, I don't even know how that works yet. But my totems are gone. You have achievements that go throughout your whole account. You have mounts that go throughout your whole account. Your pets, your little pets that you get, go out throughout your whole account. So everyone who's been busting their ass to get all of this stuff on every other character, you're going to have duplicates, because I had some of the same pets on different characters because I busted my ass to get them, and I had duplicate ones. Same thing with mounts. But the one thing that really pissed me off was my damn freaking totems are gone. What the hell? Really? And you can't even drop all four at one time. They took that away, too.
Yeah. I'm tied in. So here's my thought. I've already had some discussions with my friends. First off, the talent trees have been simplified to where almost it's like dumb.
You don't even have a choice. You have like three choices for each level, and that's it.
Right. Well, the thing I have to say about that, I was talking to a friend, and even with the skill trees as magnificent as they were and as varied as they were, there really was only one or two viable builds, depending on what you were trying to focus on. So I'm not as upset about that, but I am upset about some of the other, like, there's skills that I've been using that I've been, you know, there's heals that I've been using that are gone now. I mean, they've basically taken out a lot of, again, I play a shaman as well, so I kind of feel your pain. They've taken out a lot of our spells and a lot of our abilities and stuff, and they've just basically dumbed down the shaman class. Shaman were like a Swiss Army knife, and wow, you could do just about anything with a shaman. Can't anymore, right? And I don't know, I just, to be honest with you, I think, with going back to the original point, I think Blizzard's been bleeding subscriptions, not because the subscription model is dead, but because of the choices they've been making with the gameplay. As far as Snow was saying, you know, they've been dumbing it down, and
there's nothing to dumb down. It was always dumb.
No, it wasn't. It was really difficult.
Tell you why, and this is part of what we're talking about this morning. I'm gonna interrupt you. One of the key problems here is all the MMOs that have come out as of late are too easy. Guild Wars had somebody reach the level cap in under 32 hours. This would not have happened ever back in the EverQuest days.
Right.
Dark
you're
Ages
making
of
my
Camelot.
Point. Right, you're making my point for me, though. I said it's been dumbed down, meaning that this game has just been, every time they've been making the game easier and easier. Now they have 10-man raids, right? It went down from 40-man, right? They have, I mean, the biggest raid you can get in WoW right now is a 20-man, but that still doesn't give you, you can get better gear in 10-man. So it's like, and then there's also the fact that, you know, you don't get penalties for dying in WoW. You haven't for a long time, right? And even then, you used to
you do get a penalty, but it's not a big deal. It's fucking, you lose durability in your gear, but that's
right,
it.
Right, but you get repair, a lot of main guilds.
Guild
offer.
Repair, yeah, and the guilds can earn money by doing dungeons and raids and stuff, so it's not like it's really hard to do that either.
You can basically operate with just nothing but in the green all the time if you have a decent guild rating on a regular basis.
Now, let me ask you this now, because y'all are all talking about talent trees. This is not the WoW show. The two of you, Blasher, did you ever play the original EverQuest and Dark Ages of Camelot?
Yes, I did. I had a Shadow Knight back in the day, and I did corpse runs because you had to get your corpse back, or you had to find a druid that could get you a res, and even then it wasn't full experience.
Okay, now let me ask you this. With that in mind, when you stepped into WoW the first time, you didn't think it was a way easier than those two games. You didn't think, oh my God, this is super, super easy.
No, I'm not saying that WoW was difficult as any of those other games. I'm just saying it has been a progression, not just inside of WoW, but it's been a progression of games in general. I mean, remember back in NES games, right? Nintendo games that used to play. Was there ever a save feature? Were you allowed to save in those games?
Hell
no. No, if you died, you had to start all over.
You died,
again.
You is dead.
That's right. So I think you're trying to say that I'm making an argument I'm not making. I'm not saying that WoW.
I don't think either one of us is saying that WoW was ever difficult. WoW's always been MMO light. Always.
It's even easier now.
It's to the point where there's not even a need for a tutorial anymore.
Well, here's the point that I'm making. I'm blaming WoW for this because it should never have been easy in the first place. They should never have gone the MMO light route. They fucked up all of them after, because once you do it, then everybody's like, oh, well, we'll do it too. And the other thing we were saying this morning is you're paying upwards of $30, $40, $50, $60 for these games, and you should be playing the hell out of it. You take your time. Why are you trying to get to level 36 so fast? Why don't you take your time? The developer spent years making this level for you and the mountains and the caves. Stop and look at it and enjoy that stuff. They created this for you. If that's the case, they could just put a box. They could just go old school Doom and just put a box and just put you in and say, just run down here and just kill stuff.
Spoiled as gamers. We've made this point in the past. I think we've had shows about this. We've talked about we're spoiled as gamers. We really are. I mean, like, I get frustrated and upset when a game doesn't have an instant save feature where you can just save this point in time. I mean, again, I don't want to bring it back, but I'm always talking about the games that I'm playing currently, so I don't want to keep harping on this. But Saints Row the Third, the most annoying thing is when you save, you don't geographically save yourself that location. It always brings you back to your crib area. You have to start from there, and that's really annoying to me. I'm used to being able to save right wherever I'm at.
But old school, that's what you would have done.
Yeah. And now, okay, take Final Fantasy XI, for example, which is one of my – I'm not talking – now, this is a good one. This is the good MMO, the one that I thoroughly enjoyed that got me started gaming, actually. I played that game, and when you died, it was the worst thing ever. I mean, it was hardcore. You lost so much experience. sometimes if you were up in the higher levels, you would actually go down a level. You lost so much experience. I mean, it was really, really, really bad to die in that game. And it was hard. You had to have groups. Your group had to work together to take down the really big bosses. I mean, if you didn't know what you were doing, you could really fuck things up. I mean, really. And that was hard. I mean, that MMO, now that I'm looking back on it, it was hard. Not as hard as EverQuest 1, mind you, but it was a hard MMO, and I loved it. I loved the challenge. I loved the fact that whenever I accomplished something, I was like, oh, hell yeah, I got something done. You know, and then I played WoW, and granted, when I first played it, I thought WoW was super easy. And the reason I kept playing it is because I could pretty much solo everything. I didn't need a group, because frankly, most people in games are dumb as shit.
Right.
I didn't need a group. I could solo everything. I had a hunter for the first 40-some-odd levels, and I did everything and anything. I did all the quest lines. I paid attention to storylines. I would explore things. I worked on my crafting, everything by myself, and I loved it. And that's really the only reason I kept playing WoW. But the more I'm playing it now, the more I'm realizing it's just, it's ridiculous. It's like an insult to my intelligence how easy it is now. It really, really is. Like, they just assume that the people who are playing games nowadays cannot grasp harder concepts. So, I mean, it's. I'm still playing it because I want to play Mists of Pandaria because I'm interested in the storyline. But honestly, it's boring sometimes. I log on, I play for a little bit, I'm like, fuck, this is boring, and I go do something else.
Right. Well, that's why I think a lot of games, that's why Diablo 3 flopped so heavily, because, I mean, people were able to get, you were able to beat the game in, you know, a week if you just concentrated on it, or even less than that, right? And then there's...
had with Fable 3. I beat it in no time.
Right. I think all in all, I really think all in all...
Fable 3 pissed me the hell off. That's another one. They went too easy because they said people were complaining it was too hard. Who is complaining? I paid $60 and I want to be playing it 2 years from now. That's part of the reason why I loved the hell out of GTA so much. You gave me good DLC. It was cheap DLC, had a whole new story, and 2 years later, even 3, 4, 5 years later, I will still sit down and play GTA, and there's still stuff in there I haven't found. That's when you give the gamer their money's worth.
Right.
And you all are willing to accept too much, too little for too much. If I'm going to be paying, you know, even its incarnation, when I played, was worth $20, if at best.
Mm-hmm.
It is the equivalent of a casual game on Facebook to me when I sat down to play years ago. I was like, what is this fucking shit? I don't want to play this. I'm level 6 and I started 3 minutes ago. No.
Well, I have a theory why this is. I think it really comes down to the fact that gamers, acceptable ages for gamers has risen, right? I mean, you've got people that are, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, regular gamers, right?
True.
And they've got careers, they've got families, they've got things to do. They don't have the time. See, I think games were marketed way back in the day to kids, right? What do kids have lots of? Free time. Right, so games can be more difficult and could take longer to master. Now you've got people that are like, I got to get up for work tomorrow. I just want to sit down on the computer for a couple hours and I want to go to bed. Right, and
then
so
you have to tailor games.
You have
no,
to tailor
but
games
see, you
that
have
way.
Certain games for that. Then, if that was the case, that's when you do say I'm going to play a Facebook game because I got 10 minutes and I just want to play something. I don't see the point in put it this way. If I go to McDonald's and I order a combo, I don't want you to give me the burger and say, well, we would give you the fries, but we're still going to charge you for the whole thing, but we're only going to give you the burger. I want my fries and my drink and everything else. That's essentially what's happening to gamers. They're giving you a game. It's bullshit, and you're paying the full price, but you're not getting your money's worth. And we all need to be saying something. Need to be uprising.
That's because of the DLC. That's because you are going to get your fries and drink. You just have to pay.
Power
that's,
to the gamers. We need
no
a
combo.
We need a hand signal. We need a hand signal.
I had to have to slam a thing down on it to make it serious.
I would do it, but I might get
no,
sick.
No,
so
we don't want you to do that.
You're talking about combos, Corey. There's no combos. There isn't. You pay a la carte for everything nowadays.
Now, then we got Abe Hernandez in the room who's saying he thinks games from the 90s were harder. And they were. And they were cheaper at the same time. So you got more game and less money.
Right. I'm just saying. I think it's all because we're getting older as gamers. The acceptable gaming age is getting older. You've got careers, you've got jobs, and you have more money to spend. Right? So with all that in mind, game companies can give you games that are very easy to do, very easy to save where you're at, so you can keep progressing, so you feel like you spent, you know, your couple hours is well spent, and they can keep upcharging you for DLCs. Because, hey, you've got more money, you've got a career, you've got a job, you can pay for games.
Now, a couple of companies now are saying they're not going to be charging for any DLC. So that's going to be interesting to see.
Well, Valve hasn't. Valve hasn't charged for any DLCs.
And they got a couple of more, a couple other people. Let me need to move on off because this is upsetting me. I always get upset.
No.
Okay. And I'm starving. I'm about to eat a face. Okay, so Blaster.
I volunteer Ben's face for that.
He likes it when I eat his face.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Or do something with his face. Anyway. You can let me slide by with that one.
I'll let you slide by with that one. Yeah, you know.
All right, so Nintendo's about to have some competition, we said this morning.
Yeah.
The DS is about to have some competition. It's from another company it's a startup called PlayMG, and they're making an Android handheld console. And the specs on it are so delicious. This morning, I had to touch myself while I was on the air. I did.
Okay.
It was lovely.
Did you make all sorts of noises at the same time?
No, I was being quiet.
Take pictures?
Yes, I took many pictures. Oh, you mean of me?
There's also a weird echo right now.
Let me share this with my peoples. Okay, in the chat room, so you all can take a look too. Tell me what you think about that. All right, so you all take a look at that. That's from our friends over on Game Politics. Yeah, there's an echo. I think it's Snow's got a. You could have just said that, child.
I did.
Oh, I was busy talking, and I was looking at the specs on this lovely new machine. Oh, well, I don't know who that was. Some crackhead. Okay, so anyway. Yes, you know I'm Southern, child. Okay, so scroll down. Here's the killer about this console. Not only is it, like, super, super console. It's small. It's thin. It can fit in my bra because, you know, I like to keep stuff in my bra. I put my credit card in there, my cell phone. So this
That's because you have lots of room.
That's right.
There.
I got
some
lots of
us,
room. Exactly.
Some of us don't have enough room for things like that.
I got plenty of room. Y'all want me to?
It's a phone.
It's like a phone, but it's a
console. It is a phone.
No, look at the specs on it. Look at the
specs. Oh, that's fine. It can have good specs. It's still a phone.
It's not a phone. Look at it.
My Android has similar specs. So the 4 gigabytes internal, the 1 gigabyte DDR RAM.
Keep
I think
in mind,
mine's got.
No, Blaster. This is not a phone. Understand what I'm telling you? Okay, your phone has little things running in it, and it's got to take calls. This is not a phone. This is actually just a dedicated gaming device, but it's Droid based. And the coolest thing about it is they're saying they're going to be giving you games, 99 cents. You download them straight away, so you don't need. If you notice, there's no place to put a game in. You will be. This is strictly download, and it's priced the same as the DS. It's around $169. And I like the front face. I think did it say? Oh yeah, it comes with ice cream sandwich and all that good stuff. It's wonderful. I want to play it. I want to have its babies. I may break up with my DS over this. That's how serious this is. Do you understand?
That is very serious because you love that DS, man.
Me and Blue Cantrell been rolling tough for years.
Is that the name of your DS?
Yes, her name is Blue Cantrell.
Okay.
Yes, she's named after the singer Blue Cantrell.
I like that one. I like one of her songs, definitely.
I'm just, I'd be surprised if it couldn't take phone calls.
It can't. It's not a phone.
I'm surprised. I'd be surprised.
No, I don't think that's a bad idea. We said that this morning. I think Nintendo needs to counteract by coming up with a phone.
In fact, there's an icon on here that looks like a phone pad almost.
It is not. That's an arrow.
No. Down below the book and the red thing.
That's
like
an arrow, a letter that looks like it does email, and a folder button or a stop button. You just want phone so bad.
No. I'm talking about above those things. Anyways, above those.
There is not. Didn't he just say
there
below?
Is.
You know, I'm done talking to you.
No. I didn't say below. I didn't mean below. I said between. I meant between. If I said below,
wait
I meant
a minute.
Between.
Now you say between. No, get your friend.
Yeah, anyways. He's your friend, not mine.
Get your friend.
We'll see. It looks like my phone, that's all. I have an Android phone, and it looks like my phone.
And Jay is right. I did mute myself when I was looking at the Android thing.
Well, speaking of companies getting to other companies' business, you hear about GameStop? It's considering an online store for vintage cartridges and discs.
Wait, what?
GameStop is considering adding a destination to its retail website for shoppers looking for classic game cartridges and discs that are no longer carried in their brick-and-mortar stores. I thought they used to do this. In fact, I'm pretty sure that those are called used games, but I'm not sure.
You know, I think they are called used games. Fairly sure.
And I remember back in the day, I remember when GameStop stopped selling used PC games for some stupid reason about, oh, you could go online and register the game, and then, you know, you get, you know.
Oh, I was told you can copy it. I was told you can't bring it back because you could copy it and bring it back. I was like, who's got time to be copying a whole damn CD just to bring it back? I'm trying to play my Sims. I don't have time. I'm not coming back here to bring you this because I want to. It's not working. That's why I'm back.
You can copy. They've hacked everything. You can copy anything. You don't even have to. With PS3s and Xbox, you can put them straight on your hard drives now.
Hell, you don't have to even copy anything. They're always floating around there downloading. I don't care if you did shut down Kim.com. There's 50 million other sites like his that just are lesser known. So, no, you didn't do anything. If I want to copy, if I want to steal it, I steal it. I obviously want it. I came to give you my money.
And there are crack codes everywhere you can find, too, so... I've ever done that before.
Oh, no, we would never do such a thing. Never.
Of course not. Never.
So there was an interview with Polygon during the Expo in San Antonio. CEO Paul Raines. I don't know what everybody's laughing about, but CEO Paul Raines said that there's been a lot of games that were traded into GameStop throughout the years. And he said, we've got them. And so basically what they're going to do is they're going to take all the games you've been trading in for, you know, $5 credit or whatever store credit they give you for it, right? And they're going to turn around and sell it back to you now.
How nice.
That's so retarded.
And let me tell you where their idea came from. He said, if you go to this site, he didn't say this site, but if you go to eBay and look at all the gaming stuff that's on there, it's unbelievable. Collect your stuff. We've got to be in that business. We will be.
Then you need to let people put their stuff up on your site for sale and undercut eBay. But you don't really want to take on eBay now, do you?
Why don't people just go to eBay?
This is true.
That's the problem with people who try to take another company's idea. Everybody else is going to be like, well, why don't I just go to them? They've been there longer. I know they know what they're doing. You know?
Hey, Corey, I've got an idea for a site, Corey. It's a site where people can put anything up for sale. And then they just ship themselves directly to another person who buys it from our site.
That is amazing.
We'll call it G-Bay. Because it's Game and Atrix, and it's a bay where we keep all of our stuff. We'll keep it in a storage bay.
Word.
I'm just saying. I think that's GameStop has long time ago stopped being relevant to me as a gamer. In fact, I went to the mall just, I would say, 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. And I walked by GameStop, and I was asked by somebody, hey, would you like to go in GameStop? My response was, no. I don't buy games from GameStop anymore. I don't. I don't have any need for them anymore. If I'm going to buy a game that I can only get on disc, I'm going to go buy it online somewhere and have it shipped to me. Why would I bother going into a GameStop?
You know, okay, here's the only reason why GameStop is still in existence. And if these companies that are selling the games online would start doing this, I believe GameStop will be out of business. You know, okay, and I'm gonna use the devil as an example. Okay, EA obviously lets you download their biggest games directly from the website. You know, Call of Duty, The Sims, Madden. So if you're a Madden PC player, you had your game downloaded the night before it came out, right? But you couldn't play it because they leave that 1% so that as soon as, you know, the clock clicks over to midnight, you get your 1% and you can play. If they would go ahead and let you have it the night before, much like you can do in Walmart, because you can walk into Walmart the day before a game is released anytime. If they have it, they're selling it to you. They don't really care. And if they would say, you know what, if you download this offline, it's going to be $10 less, $20 less. People would stop going to GameStop with so much and we're going to send you a disc, which EA is good about. If your shit doesn't work, your downloaded game doesn't work, they will send you a disc copy. So you call them and say, my game is not working. They're going to put a disc in your hand. And if it was $10 less, no more GameStop. They would cease to exist.
I've been to GameStop, and they've given me hassle about that before.
About what, the disc?
Yeah, about discs and stuff. They've given me hassle about that before. That's why they sell that stupid they actually upsell you on your insurance on the discs.
I wouldn't mind getting insurance on a disc, but it's ridiculous that I can't come. You can't come and return your game. You know, like you said, I just didn't like it. I just don't want it. After 7 days, that is. I just don't want it. I want to trade it. Oh, you can trade it in for the same game. What the fuck would I want to trade it in for the same game for?
Right. I mean, on top of that, like, with especially with all digital, if you can get the game all digital, right, if you can acquire it online digitally, you're not going to have those problems with scratch CDs and crap like that. It's just not going to happen.
This is true.
And also, and people are like, oh, well, you know, well, but you can't take it back. Oh, but there have been, I've seen, you know, surfing through, you know, big, you know, group sites like Reddit and stuff, to Reddit gaming, I've seen posts about where people said, hey, you know, this game was totally broken, you know, the developer lied, they sent it out, it wasn't even working, and Valve has given people their money back. Okay, so you can't say you can't return games like that. They will do it for legitimate reasons.
It's
like
a
that.
Little difficult for...
It's more difficult, sure.
For average Jane and Joe to return their games. Now, for us here, they want us to be quiet.
Right. I'm saying it's possible. I've seen it. So people can't
say
it's never happened. It's not as well. Again, I would say it might be easier at GameStop, but again, I've had trouble with them before in the past.
The devil was very nice to me when I called them about an issue I had with a Sim game that I had downloaded. One of the Sims expansion packs was not working, and there was no hesitation. They were like, you know, the disc will be there tomorrow, and it was there. You know, when I got up, it was in my mailbox waving at me. So the devil was good about that, and they didn't even. I thought they were going to charge me. They did the same thing when I had a mic for the game Boogie and one for Rock Band, and one of them didn't work. They sent me two mics, so I got like three. I got like a whole band's worth of mics. Turns out I had it plugged in the wrong place, but yeah, that was.
In fact, until you told me that story, I forgot all about a GameStop story I had. I bought a collector's edition through GameStop.
Was it a Rock Band? Was it a Boogie?
No, it was not. But it was a collector's edition for a game that I really wanted to play. I bought it through GameStop because you could only acquire, because, again, they were doing the stupid things where if you buy it from this retailer, you get this in-game item. If you buy it from that retailer, you get this in-game item, right? So I bought it from GameStop because they had the in-game item that I wanted. When I got the collector's edition, when I received the collector's edition, I opened it up. Lo and behold, it was missing things out of it. So I went back to the GameStop, and they were like, well... They drop shipped it from their place. You know, we just ordered it for you, so you'll have to go talk to the game company about that. They didn't even want to take responsibility for it.
No, they don't.
Now
to move on to a subject.
I want to stay pissed about GameStop.
Well,
fine.
I'm about to get you even more pissed. You remember?
Oh.
Okay. Ironically, the redhead stepchild showed up in the chat room. She found this story this morning, and it's one we've been talking about before. One developer said it has finally come out and said they're angry over websites charging for expedited reviews of mobile games apps and has publicly outed the site. It's called Appy Nation. See if Appy Nation.
Called what?
Appy Nation, APPYNATION.com. They basically do paid reviews. Now, they of course have a post up talking about their, he actually put up, he has a post up of the sites that are charging for reviews. iPhone App Cafe is one, App Craver, Tapscape, Best 10 Apps, the iPhone App Review. All these people are paid to say nice things about iPhone apps when the games suck. How do you feel about that? Knowing our stance on it, how we are here, Blaster.
I'm surprised it wasn't IGN that got caught this time.
Oh.
I did go there. I'm just saying, because I mean I've seen games like I get suspicious when a game is just reviewed on their site and there's already like an advertisement on their site for the game. I'm just saying. I'm not accusing anybody of it. I'm just saying. But, yeah, I do feel like any company that does that should be publicly shamed, and any developer or any publisher that sends a game to a game review site or a game news site and knows that that's how they operate should be investigated, shut down, because that is basically lying to the public. You're saying that this company that we sent this game to is going to arbitrarily review the game and tell you the pros and cons of it, when in reality they're just paying for – it's paid advertising. And not only that, but it's the worst kind of advertising because you don't even know it's advertising. That's just ridiculous.
Well,
there
should be some lawsuits, and I'm pretty sure that there will be. There'll be some people who will start saying, you know, I bought this app based on what I heard. They do, like the iPhone Cafe does say there's a weekly sponsored feature where they provide detailed review of the app and ask them to test and provide feedback only 4 slots available per month. that's all fine, well, and dandy. I don't think people should be paying people to write reviews. And I know why they do it, because of people like us here. Do I need to mention Dinah Roar again? Who? Which one of y'all did Dinah Roar? Was it Ginger or was it you, Snow?
What?
Dinah Roar? Was that did you write the Dinah Roar review?
No, that was Ginger. I haven't done a review in a while.
Oh, man. Dinah Roar was some bitches. Okay. Fletcher, you do know about this, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so Dinah Roar, we got like 7 minutes. Dinah Roar sent us a game. I don't remember what it was that Ginger played. It was a horrible game. She posted it up, and that's when the battle ensued. The developer came to the site. They were posting up angry things to us, threatening us, saying, you don't know who we are. You shouldn't be saying things like that. You should watch your mouth. You never know who you're talking to. And I was like, bitch, you better watch who you're talking to. Obviously, you don't know who we are.
Bitch, please. Bitch.
You don't know who we are, apparently. And then she says, well, our game is not horrible. And, oh, it just went from there. They were creating alts and logging into the site. I'm like, this is our site. You don't think I see this? Your same IP address? Really?
Oh, no. That was Ginger. I remember. Because they were like her stalkers. My stalker was weird. He was like, oh, well, maybe Snow would like to try this game. I'm sure she'd like it better. Yes, that was my stalker.
But you see, they weren't bad. They took it in stride that their game was horrible, and they were trying to curry your favor at least. They understood that it was a bad game.
Yeah.
These other people would not accept that it was a bad review and just say, you know what, we made a bad game. It didn't go over well. And you know what, I even actually, before I asked for games for us to review, I tell people that we've never dealt with before, we are brutally honest. If your feelings are going to be hurt about your game, you might not want to let us review it, because we're going to tell you exactly what we think.
And that's, we are not going to be bought. I'm sorry. I mean, maybe if you give me some, you know, Jimmy Choo or something.
I tell you what, somebody did try to buy us, and I was insulted at the price they offered. That's all you're going to pay me to buy for you?
Bitch, you better be offering more than that, for real.
That's all you want to pay me to lie to you about your fucked up game? Is it not that time yet?
Is it time already?
It is.
No,
it is.
We got 4 minutes.
It really does not feel
right. I know. I know this song lasts for 4 minutes.
Oh.
It does not feel like it's been that time already.
It has been. It's been a good show, actually. This has been, to me, I've got a chance to get some things off my chest.
I didn't get
it off. Do you feel better now?
I do. Unfortunately, the things I got off my chest wasn't Corey.
That's right.
Look up Cleveland Steamers. Just saying.
No, I will not.
please don't look that up, please.
I had a boss one time tell me to do that. It was like my goal for the day to find out what a Cleveland Steamer was.
Don't look it up, anybody who's
listening. For sexual harassment.
That'd be kind of hard. It'd be kind of hard to get me for sexual harassment. I mean, I guess somebody could try to sue me for that.
No, I said,
did
you try to sue him for sexual harassment?
Oh, no. I don't think he was offering me a Cleveland Steamer. I don't think I would have a chest left. But anyways, that's the end of the show, right?
It might be.
Who's closing us out?
I'm closing us out, but we still have like 2 minutes. Oh, well, go ahead.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of time. That's why I told him he was too early.
Right? Too early. Anyway, I'll go ahead and close us out. That's fine. Tune in tomorrow. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe no?
I don't know.
Okay, well, maybe we'll have news tomorrow with Ginger and Corey. I don't know. We'll see. Or you can tune in on Tuesday to hear us do Pixinista, because we are your favorite bitchy pixel fashionistas. Yeah, that's it. Say goodnight, ladies and gentlemen.
Goodnight, ladies and gentlemen.
They made me over. Just don't let them touch your butt.
searching for you, babe. Searching for you, babe.
Welcome, test subject. It's Cave Prime from Earth One.